We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network right now with Jim Monroe of the National Pork Producers Council. Jim, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so talking today, a big decision coming down this morning from the National Pork Producers Council that's going to have a big effect here in Iowa, and that is concerning the 2019 World Pork Expo. Jim, if you want to give our listeners a general overview quick of what's going on.
Yeah, well, I think many folks know that there is a growing risk of African swine fever worldwide. There was an outbreak in China, I think it was August of 2018 was the first report, and it's spread rampantly through China, which is the world's largest swine herd. So that fact makes the risk of it spreading globally significantly higher. It would be devastating to U.S. pork producers if we had an outbreak of African swine fever in the United States. It would immediately close our export markets at a time that we're already facing serious trade headwinds. So our board of directors made a tough decision, one made out of an abundance of caution. We think the risks of African swine fever entering the U.S. swine herd because of World Pork Expo are extremely low, but because we can't say that they're zero, the board made the decision to cancel this year's event, again, out of an abundance of caution.
And I'm sure when you have an event like the World Pork Congress, where you have that option to showcase what pork industry means around the world, especially in the United States, that decision wasn't an easy one to make, I'm certain.
No, but the health of the U.S. swine herd, the livelihood of our pork producers, those are our top priorities. So that's what we're focused on. And again, just because while the chances of African swine fever spreading to the U.S. because of World Pork Expo are extremely low, we just decided to exercise abundant caution and cancel this year's event because, again, top priorities, swine health, and our producers.
You know, it was interesting last year at the Pork Congress, it was mentioned during one of your news conferences of the NPPC that, you know, it wasn't a matter of if we would be another livestock disease outbreak in the world, it was a matter of when. And only 2 months later, we had the African swine fever break out, and now, you know, it's led to this decision. It's kind of interesting how that's come full circle in less than a year.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we, as you know, we advocate on behalf of U.S. pork producers here in Washington, D.C. We happen to have more than 100 producers in town this week for our Legislative Action Conference. They're going to be up on the Hill visiting with their representatives in Congress, and one of the big topics will be animal disease, foreign animal disease prevention and preparedness. They'll be asking Congress to appropriate funds for 600 more agriculture inspectors for Customs and Border Patrol, just to increase the biosecurity measures and defenses against foreign animal disease entering the United States. And they'll be talking about Farm Bill implementation and the importance of USDA, executing the Farm Bill as intended and funding a vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease.
And, you know, you mentioned inspections with USDA, and that kind of got to be a hot button topic earlier this week with an article coming out in the Washington Post.
Yeah, I think thankfully that article was very misinformed. Fortunately, the USDA came out and I think very clearly pointed out many of the flaws in that article. Our director of science and technology, Dan Kovich, who was interviewed for that story, unfortunately, none of his input was included. The Post ran a Dan's letter to the editor yesterday. And, you know, the underlying flaw in that article is it created the perception that somehow USDA was ceding its inspection authority, and nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing changes as far as the USDA having ultimate inspection authority and accountability for food safety, and we wouldn't want it any other way.
And, you know, going back to African swine fever there just for a minute, we, you know, had pork products that were seized, and obviously we've seen it enter in Japan through shipments of pork products there as well. You know, around the world, everybody's working to stem the tide of the spread of this disease, right?
Exactly. And I think USDA has done a nice job. You know, they I do think we need to see more ag inspectors at our borders and our seaports and airports. But, you know, we've got 60 new Beagle brigade teams deployed. That brings our total to 179. That was a much needed increase. And you've got overall inspections ramped up, and I think a lot of groups, including NPPC, doing building awareness for important biosecurity protocols. And those are all good measures, and we're going to continue to be vocal about the importance of biosecurity protocols.
And with China suffering from African swine fever, they've been upping a little bit of their imports from the United States. And, by preventing any as much prevention as we can, like you said, it would be a devastating loss if we were infected with African swine fever in this country. Because, like you said, it would shut down the exports right now when a time China's looking at our pork products, even with the tariff that they've got in place.
Yeah, to be sure. I mean, pork is a staple of the Chinese diet. They will certainly be looking for reliable sources of pork. I can't speculate on, how they're going to source their pork in the future, but there is no more reliable source of pork than the United States. We produce the most affordable, the highest quality, the safest pork in the world.
All right, Jim, before we wrap up here, is there anything you want to add?
No, I think I just want to reinforce that, we're disappointed not to be holding World Pork Expo. It's a great event. Typically have, 20,000 stakeholders for the global pork industry gathering over 3 days, and we're disappointed not to have it this year. Again, this was a decision made out of an abundance of caution, and we think it's the right decision, we're going to continue to look after the interests of our producers.
All right, Jim, well, I thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us here today.
Thank you.
That's Jim Monroe of the National Pork Producers Council here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.